Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Nora.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. Mm-hmm. Some boy I know just heard of a new way to commit murder. Naturally, being the inventive type, he's going to make a stab at it.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the Jumping Jack. It's early afternoon in New York, and a lovely brunette named Dorothy Gould glances nervously over her shoulder as she walks down Madison Avenue. For Dorothy has a feeling she's being followed. And 10 feet behind her is a stocky citizen who proves she's right.
All right, you. What's the idea?
Are you talking to me, sugar?
Yes. Why are you following me?
Offhand, I could think of a dozen reasons. But it so happens you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not. I saw you get off the subway at 52nd Street.
Not me. I'm strictly the cab type.
You're lying. Who put you up to it?
Hmm?
It was my husband, wasn't it?
Would you believe I have no idea what you're talking about?
Was it Jack?
The only Jack I know is a fella down in Norfolk, Virginia. Jack Paxton. Is that the one you mean?
Now, look, I'm warning you. If you don't keep away from me...
I suppose you'll call the police.
Officer! Officer!
Well, I guess that's my cue to beat it. Still, it's been fun, sugar. Let's do it again sometime.
Oh, Jean.
Yeah?
Dorothy.
You know this isn't smart, Dottie.
I couldn't help myself. I'm being followed.
You what?
Yes, it's been going on for days.
You don't realize what you're saying.
You've got to believe me. I'm not making this up.
What'd he look like?
He was kind of short and stocky, and he was carrying a camera.
Camera? You suppose he got a picture of us?
I don't know. Listen, Jean. Maybe we ought to tell Jack everything.
What, are you crazy?
Well, he's going to find out eventually.
Maybe eventually, but not now.
Well... I've got to see you.
Uh-uh, that's odd.
Why?
Because it's not safe. Especially if you're right about this Carrington Taylor.
Well, listen, Jean. Suppose I hire a private detective.
What for?
Because I've got to find out what's going on. Did you ever hear of a Mike Waring?
Is he the one they call a fault?
That's right. I'm going to talk to him.
I wouldn't, Dottie.
Well, I've got to do something. I'm going out of my mind.
Now, look, honey, you're upset.
Haven't I a right to be?
Yeah, sure. Sure, this has been a real strain. That's why I think you're imagining all this.
No, I...
Now, look, baby, with 10 million people in town, a couple are bound to look familiar.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Sure I am. Now, why don't you go home and relax?
Well, when will I hear from you?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I'll keep in touch.
All right, take care of yourself, darling.
Yeah, you too.
Are you through with that phone, sugar?
Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter, lady? You act like you're seeing a ghost.
You are following me.
I never saw you before in my life.
I am warning you.
Now, take it easy, Mrs. Gould.
How did you know my name was Gould?
How did I know what?
You called me Mrs. Gould.
Hey, you're not only seeing things, but you're hearing them, too. If I were you, sugar, I'd see a doctor.
Yes?
I'm looking for Mike Waring.
Oh, congratulations.
What?
You've made it.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. Come in.
Thank you. My name is Dorothy Gould.
Mm-hmm. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
A drink?
No.
You better change your mind, Angel. You look like you could stand it. There we are.
Well, I...
Now, how long has it been going on?
How long has what been going on?
Whatever's bothering you.
Well, what makes you think anything's bothering me?
Would you be here if there weren't?
Oh, well, I'm being followed, Mr. Waring.
By whom?
That's just the trouble. I don't know.
What does he look like?
He's kind of stocky, and he's got red hair.
Does he have a southern accent?
How did you know?
He's a large brother of mine.
What?
He's a private detective named Dixie Hamilton.
Oh, I see.
Have you any idea who hired him?
No.
You married?
Yes, why?
Well, I would open up a flood of possibilities. What about your husband?
What about him?
You think he's behind it?
That's what I want you to find out. If Jack is responsible for this, I will leave him so fast it'll make his head swim.
Is he the jealous type?
Unfortunately.
Does he have reason?
How dare you!
Now look, Dorothy.
It is Mrs. Gould.
Yes, well, I always like to maintain a first-name relationship with my clients. I find it's a great time-saver. And does your husband have any justification to believe you are seeing some man on the side?
I tell you, there's no one.
Yet we know for a fact that someone sicked Dixie Hamilton on you. You think he followed you here?
I didn't see him.
Well, maybe he's playing it cozy. All right, now here's what I want you to do. When you leave, walk down to the corner. Wait there for about 5 minutes. That'll give Dixie, if it is Dixie, a chance to pick up the scent.
Then what do I do?
And hail a cab and go home.
And what about...
Dixie, I'll take care of him. Now, on your way, Angel. We don't want to keep the man waiting.
Taxi! Taxi! Madison and 84th, please.
Hey, cab! Cab!
Hey, can I give you a lift, Dixie?
Huh?
I got a subway parked in Lexington.
Look, Waring, I'm busy.
Yes, but you Southerners have a reputation for taking things easy. Why don't we go somewhere and have a drink?
Let go of my arm.
How does a mint julep strike you?
You ain't kidding me.
I don't understand you, Dixie. I just thought we might have a little talk. Read any bad books lately?
This ain't gonna help her one bit.
Help who?
Dorothy Gould. I'll pick her up again.
Well, I wish you wouldn't. You're annoying the lady.
She's gonna be a lot more annoyed before I'm through.
Well, that's too bad. Who are you working for?
None of your business.
Come on, Dixie, break down.
You gonna let go of my arm?
Okay, but you keep out of her hair.
Sorry, Warren. I only take orders from my client. And he may want me to give her a new Tony. I'll be seeing you, boy. Well, that's the story, Mr. Gould. Last I saw your missus, she was in a cab headed uptown.
Why didn't you follow her, Dixie?
I was rather forcibly detained. But you were right about her. She is playing around.
You're fine.
Cut it out.
Admit it. You made this whole story
no,
up.
No,
so help me, I'll kill you if you don't tell me the truth.
I am now. Let me go. Why, you knew all along she was cheating.
You shut up.
Well, you must have. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come to me.
Who's the man?
It's a fella named Mike Waring.
Mike Waring? How do you know?
Take a look at this picture.
Well?
That's where he lives. I followed her there.
Who is he?
A private dick.
Well, what would Dorothy want with him?
Why don't you ask her?
I've got a better idea. I'll ask him. Beat it. I've got work to do.
Yeah?
You Mike Waring?
It all depends.
On what?
On who's looking for him. Now, if the party is loaded...
Come again?
Well, isn't that a gun in your pocket?
You're so right.
I wish I weren't.
Shut the door.
Yeah, since you put it so nicely.
So you're the boy, huh?
I'm what boy?
You know what I'm talking about.
Now, believe me, I haven't the vaguest notion.
Suppose I told you I was Jack Gould. Mean anything to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. You must be the one who hired Dixie Hamilton to shadow Dorothy.
Looks like I made a smart buy.
I don't think so.
How long have you been romancing my wife?
Oh, you're crazy.
How long has it been going on? I asked you something, Waring.
I wouldn't try that again.
You and Dorothy tried to make a fool out of me, didn't you?
Don't give us credit, Gould. You did it all on your own.
I'll kill you for this.
Don't talk like a jerk. You got it all wrong.
I suppose you can explain everything.
Yes, I can, though I don't know why I should bother.
Well, I'd enjoy hearing it. Not that it's going to make any difference.
Your wife just saw me on business.
Don't make me laugh.
She knew Dixie was following her, and she wanted me to find out who was responsible. Well, now we know.
Yeah, now you know.
But I can't take any bows. You made it real easy for us by coming here.
You expect me to swallow that?
I don't care whether you do or don't. I'm working for your wife.
Is that all you've got to say?
You don't believe me, do you? Sure, you hated to find out you've been acting like a chump.
That's enough out of you.
All right, now put down the gun, Gould. It won't do you any good. The safety's on.
What?
Now look at it.
What are you talking about?
My mistake. Stop!
Let go!
Come on, drop it. I'll break it if you don't behave. All right, now kick it in the corner. Stay where you are while I get it. Where'd you get this gun, anyway?
None of your business.
You know you could hurt somebody with this?
Okay. Go ahead.
What?
Well, aren't you going to shoot me? You could always claim you thought I was a thief, and then you and Dottie...
No, stop talking like an idiot. I tell you, the relationship between your wife and myself is purely professional.
You don't have to lie anymore. You got the gun.
Look, I don't know why I should try to sell you, but I saw your wife for the first time today. She was scared stiff.
Is that on the level?
Yes, it is. Now, you can take it or leave it. It's all the same to me.
But I thought...
No, you didn't think. That's your trouble.
You're going to tell her about this?
Of course I am. I have to. I'm working
for
her.
Please don't. She'll leave me if she finds out. Listen, Waring... Well, I'll give you $1,000.
No, it's no dice, Gould.
But you don't understand. If she...
Yes?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Dorothy Gould, please.
Who wants her?
Just tell her it's Mike Waring.
Well, why don't you come over and tell her yourself? Not that it'll do any good.
Who is this?
Sergeant Corbett.
What are you doing there, Corbett?
Well, I ain't minding the store. Were you working for Mrs. Gould?
Yes.
Well, you better apply for unemployment insurance. You're entitled to it.
What are you babbling about?
You're out of a job. The dame was knocked off an hour ago.
Unbelievable as it may sound, accidents on the nation's highways in the last 10 years have killed more than 300,000 Americans like you and me. What's more, they have injured no fewer than 11 million men, women, and children, crippling several million of these victims for life. To get the significance of those figures, try to visualize a great fleet of automobiles, trucks, buses, and other vehicles moving into the city of Jacksonville, Florida, and killing every person there in a decade. Simultaneously, three other vast cavalcades of juggernauts move into Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Boston, and all of their suburbs, working so systematically that in 10 years, every last man, woman, and child of the 10,962,000 people in these three great metropolitan centers would be injured during these fantastic and horrifying sieges of mobile mayhem. That is the meaning of the highway accident casualty figures of the last decade. Help to protect your own life and the lives of your family by driving safely. Work for greater highway safety for yourself and for your family in your own community and state. And whenever you take the wheel of your own car, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Mike Waring learned of Dorothy Gould's death. And now in the murdered woman's apartment.
Got a minute, Sergeant?
Yeah, just about. You boys carry on, will you?
Well, what's the scoop?
Well, that ain't pretty. She was stabbed 13 times. Any one of them could have done the trick. What was your deal with her?
Well, she was being tailed. She wanted to know who was behind it.
Well, did you find out?
Yes, him.
Her husband?
That's right.
Mr. Gould?
Yes?
I'd like to see you.
Can't it wait?
I'm sorry.
What do you want?
Waring here tells me you were having your wife followed.
I was.
Why?
I suspected her of seeing some man. But I was right. This wouldn't have happened if she wasn't.
What's his name?
He thought it was Mike Waring.
Was it?
Don't be a fool.
Hey, Sergeant, can we move the body?
No.
Anytime you're ready.
No, no, you mustn't. You can't take her away.
Now, look, go.
I won't let you. She belongs to me.
Easy, fella.
Leave her here. Please. With just a few minutes.
Well, that won't do any good.
All right, Haskell, carry on.
All right, Sergeant. Hey, Miles, give me a hand.
Waring. You've got to find the man she was seeing.
There wasn't any.
No, you're wrong. I know she was. He's responsible for this.
Okay, okay. I'll do what I can.
Easy now.
Can I go with him, Sergeant?
Well,
let him, Corbett. Okay. Haskell, take Mr. Gold along.
Thanks, Sergeant. You won't regret this.
What do you think, Mike?
He was really crazy about her.
Yeah. Got any idea who killed her?
Nope.
Got any idea, period?
Yeah, one. I'll let you know if it pays off.
Hey, waiter. Waiter, how about a little service here, huh?
What are you complaining about, Dixie? You're getting as little as possible.
What are you doing here, Warren?
It's a long story. Say, why don't I sit down?
Because you weren't invited.
Now, now, where's that vaunted Southern hospitality?
I left it in Norfolk.
It's a pretty nice spot. But did you hear what happened on 86th Street in little old New York?
No, tell me.
Dorothy Gould was murdered.
Think of that.
Well, you're taking it pretty calmly.
People die every day.
Yes, but not quite so violently. She was stabbed 13 times.
That just proves my daddy was right. He always said 13 was an unlucky number.
Well, I never thought of it that way. When did you go to work for Jack Gould?
None of your business.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. It is my business. I'm working for him now.
Why, the dirty skunk.
Well, you can't blame him for canning you, Dixie. After all, you flopped pretty miserably. You never did find the boy she was seeing.
I thought it was you.
Nah, you know better than that. Why did you hold out on Gould?
You're the smart one. You tell me.
All right. Was it because you figured on playing both ends against the middle?
How's that?
Suppose you're planning a little shakedown. You know, keep the other man's name out of the picture in return for coin of the realm.
Hey, that's a thought.
Yeah, well, I'd forget it. A woman's been murdered, Dixie. Now, if you know anything...
You want me to cut you in?
How do you think you'd look without those pearly white teeth?
I wouldn't start anything, Warren. I got a lot of friends here.
You wouldn't care to step outside?
What for? This suits me fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dixie, I'll see you around.
I doubt it.
No, I'm going to make it my business. Take care of yourself, fella, until I get a chance to.
Who is it?
Hello, Gene.
Who the devil are you?
You don't know it yet, but I'm a friend of yours.
You're what?
Well, I wouldn't hold out on a cop for everyone. Is that bourbon you're drinking?
Put that down.
Surely you don't begrudge a pal a wee drop.
Who are you?
Oh, that's right. I haven't introduced myself. My name's Dixie Hamilton. I'm a detective.
Detective?
Maybe I should have said a private detective.
What do you want here?
Money.
You're crazy.
I don't think so, Gene. Do you know a girl named Dorothy Gould?
No.
That's funny. Because I got a picture of you two. That's a dilly. I thought maybe you'd be interested in buying it.
Why should I?
Well, then I won't have to sell it to her husband. Seems he suspicioned his wife was meeting some boy on a sly, and I got a shot that proves he was right.
Where is it?
Right here. You like to see it?
Yeah.
Ain't it a beaut? Look at the detail. You notice how that mustache goes? Now, why did you want to do that for?
Get out.
You're putting me to a lot of trouble, Gene. Now I've got to run off another print.
Huh?
You don't know much about photography, do you? You see, once you got a negative, you can run off a million copies.
Where's the negative?
Now that's going to cost you dough. $5,000, to be exact.
Where's that negative?
Just for that, it's going to cost you $10,000.
Is it?
Don't let me alone.
I'll let you alone.
No.
I'm going to get that negative if I have to kill you. And, brother, that's just the way I'd like.
No.
Look,
Look, Gould, don't you think you've had enough?
I'll never have enough. I'll always see her lying there with the blood.
All right, stop it. You've got to put that out of your mind.
I can't. Why haven't you been able to find a man?
Because there is none.
Oh, you're wrong.
Look, did it ever occur to you that you might have been doing Dorothy an injustice?
She's dead, isn't she?
Well, yes.
Then there must be someone. Believe me, I'd give anything in the world.
Want me to get that?
Please, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
Let me speak to Jack Gould, please.
I'm sorry, he's out.
Well, when do you expect him back?
Well, there's no telling, Dixie.
What'd you call me?
Well, isn't this Dixie Hamilton?
No.
I can't believe there could be two such accents in the country.
Who is this?
Mike Waring.
Listen, Waring, suppose I told you the name of the boy Dorothy Gould was seeing. What would you do?
Well, first, I'd wonder why you were so good to me.
I got my reasons.
What's the matter, Dixie? Wouldn't your other customer buy?
Get smart and I'll hang up.
You'll never get even that way. Who is he? Come on, Dixie. I'll take care of him for you.
His name is Gene Saunders. He lives at the Brighton.
Well, thanks, fella. Much obliged.
Who was that?
Dixie Hamilton. Well, Gould, looks like you were right. There was someone else.
Who is he?
His name is Gene Saunders. I'm going over to see him now.
I'm going with you.
No, no. We've had one murder already. That's par for the course. Let's leave well enough alone.
Yeah?
You Gene Saunders?
That's right.
My name is Mike Waring.
Is that supposed to mean something?
I was hoping it would. You see, I was working for Dorothy Gould. Of course, now I'm employed by her husband.
What are you mumbling about?
Well, he suspected she was seeing some man on the side. Looks like he was right, huh?
Listen, Waring, if you don't get out of here...
Well, look, why don't we go together? You ever been down to police headquarters?
Where do you mind?
What's the idea of the gun?
Well, what do you think?
I think you mislaid your knife. And for your information, you left it in Dorothy.
What did you say?
I think I've said enough.
And I think you haven't even started. No! Now begin at the top of the page and don't leave out a sentence. Because every time you do, you're going to get one of these.
Every day last year on the highways, an average of 103 Americans like yourself or those in your family were killed in automobile accidents. But a lot of highway deaths don't seem to bother us much unless someone in our own family is killed. We are shocked, however, and do become excited when an occasional disaster or catastrophe strikes and claims a large toll of life. Why? If a tornado, over which man has no control, strikes several states and kills 100 or 200 people, is that disaster any worse than 100 or 200 Americans being killed in a single day in automobile accidents? The daily toll of 103 deaths in traffic accidents is America's greatest shame, because that toll is repeated year after year by an apathetic nation when it can be greatly lessened. You can do your part in helping to fight this disaster on the highways by being a safer driver and by working in your community and state for strict law enforcement that means safer traveling for all of us. At all times, you must remember to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Two hours have passed since Mike Waring tried to argue with a gun in Gene Saunders' apartment with the usual results.
Oh, my head. Well, ain't that ironical? First time you use it in a week, and look what it gets you.
Oh, shut up, Sergeant.
Well, that's a nice snappy ad-lib.
Oh, how did you know where to find me?
I saw Jack Gould. He told me you got a lead to the boy his wife was seeing.
Well, he told you right. How long will it take you to pick him up?
Who?
It's Gene Saunders, of course.
Well, that all depends on what we want him for.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Corbett, what's the matter with you? Don't you get it yet?
Maybe I'm thick.
What do you mean, maybe?
What?
Dorothy was seeing Saunders in the QT.
Maybe she had a reason.
Of course she had a reason. She didn't want her husband to find out about it.
Suppose I told you this Gene Saunders was an ex-con.
Well, that makes it all the more binding.
You might let me finish. He served 5 to 10 at Sing Sing for armed robbery.
He got out 6 months ago.
Sure, without a dime to his name, I bet.
Yeah. And from what we've been able to piece together, Dorothy was supporting him.
Well, there you are. That wraps it up.
I don't see how.
He got nervous when he heard her husband was having a tail, so he killed her.
Well, why should he?
He was afraid she'd give him away.
Why don't you ask me Dorothy's maiden name?
What difference does that make?
It might make a lot. It was Saunders.
Saunders? You mean she and Jean...
were brother and sister. Oh, you had a beautiful theory there, Mike. Ain't it a shame their parents had to ruin it for you 30 years ago?
It, Waring. I don't understand it at all.
Well, I can't blame you, Gould. Threw me for a loss, too. But this man Dorothy was seeing was her brother, Gene.
But why didn't she tell me?
Well, I can think of one good reason. What would be your reaction if you learned your wife's brother was a graduate of Sing Sing? You wouldn't let her see him, would you?
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. Not with your makeup. You wouldn't want it noised around that your brother-in-law was an ex-con.
Listen, Waring, there's some mistake.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were right.
There must be another man in the picture.
Who?
What about Dixie Hamilton?
No, you're reaching, pal.
Well, why else would he give me your name?
Because he was being playful.
No. He did it to protect himself. He must have been the one.
Still trying to justify yourself, aren't you?
What?
You've got to believe there was somebody. Otherwise, you committed murder for nothing.
What are you talking about?
You killed Dorothy.
You're crazy.
You never trusted her from the day you were married. What's the matter? Didn't you think you were man enough to hold her?
That's not true.
You wanted to be convinced she was deceiving you. You were begging for her.
You're wrong.
When Dixie reported to you that I was the boy, that's all you needed.
No.
Oh, yes. You could have pulled a name out of a hat and you would have been satisfied.
No.
I bet you couldn't wait for her to come home so you could accuse her.
You don't understand. I love Dorothy.
Sure you did, but you killed her just the same. I can see her backing off, terrified, and you following her with that knife.
No.
Every time she tried to get away.
Stop it.
Am I right?
Please.
Am I right?
Please. Yes. I killed her. I killed her. Let me alone. Let me alone.
You know, Mike, you could have knocked me over with the Empire State Building when you walked in with Jack Gould.
Well, I was kind of surprised myself.
Well, I have to give him credit. Certainly put up a wonderful act.
Well, that was no act, Sergeant.
Why the devil did he do it?
All seems infected that the infected spy, as all seems yellow to the jaundiced eye. Alexander Pope.
Oh, very pretty. What's it mean?
Is what it says. To a guy like Gould, everything his wife did seemed suspicious. He was born that way.
But he claimed there was another man.
Naturally. He had to justify himself.
You think he really loved her?
In his fashion. But when that fashion leads to murder, it's never in style. Good night, Sergeant.
The Case of the Weeping Willow. The Case of the Weeping Willow. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon. When Mike Waring learns that sometimes blood is easier to spill than tears. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.